This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A statue of a Union cavalryman outside the state capitol was pulled down and damaged early this morning. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The pedestal that supported the statue was also defaced with anti-police graffiti. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno sits on the Capitol Building Advisory Committee and says the monument has a complicated history.
It's a statue to commemorate Union soldiers, so it's not really a Confederate statue, but it is one that has been involved in incidents like Sand Creek.
The Sand Creek Massacre is a dark chapter in Colorado history. Volunteer soldiers attacked an encampment of Cheyenne and Arapaho who believed they were under U.S. protection. Sand Creek is listed incorrectly as a battle on the monument. Moreno says the Civil War statue will remain in storage until the committee meets to decide next steps. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Manitou Incline is closed, but CPR's Dan Boyce reports calls to reopen are growing.
City officials originally closed the famous set of steep wooden stairs in Manitou Springs due to the coronavirus. The normally crowded trail is not really built for social distancing, and it has remained closed while trails across the rest of the state have opened, and Governor Jared Polis encourages people to get outside. Manitou Springs Mayor John Graham says the hiking protesters last weekend were peaceful, and there's been about 90% compliance with the closure. He expects it to take at least a few more weeks to hash out rules for handling increased traffic for the popular route during the pandemic. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Supreme Court ruled today that immigrants whose asylum claims were rejected in an expedited hearing may not contest the denials in federal court. Then, the Centers for Disease Control acknowledges that the real number of the coronavirus cases may be 10 times the official count and says pregnant women have added risks. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also, some Coloradans had identified immigration as a top issue in this presidential election year, but things have changed. And CPR's Mayor Ortega explains in 10 minutes. 82 in Denver, 74 in Vail, 93 degrees with lots of sunshine in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.